Hi there, Brian. Brian, thank you for holding. My name is Paul, by the way. I'm Regional Pricing Director. Tara wanted me to get on the line, get you the details of the service, how it works and what's included, answer any questions that you have. And then also, because it is a very young company, she is wanting me to apply that new in business rate and make it even more affordable for you. Happy Monday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
So far, it's going fine. It's going all right. Thanks.
Just getting started. I know it's pretty early in the day here. This position just became available, so Tara and actually Lulu are the ones that are calling through the area today. They're trying to help me find one company to work with. We are Google Premier Partners in strict Google guidelines. We cannot put our clients in competition with each other. That means you'll get the best return on investment here. Did you have any questions for me at this point, though? I mean, other than the price?
No, I fully get it. I just am waiting to hear what's the price. Like I told her, I'm really working on a shoestring. I'm very small,
sure.
And
yeah,
I'm already paying some other ad fees.
She did attach
to Angie. Much of a budget.
Yeah, I hear you. I mean, Angie's just, you know, could be for a young and small company. The lead fees can add up pretty quickly, so I definitely know that you're on a bit of a budget here, being that you're using Angie Leads. You are looking at a flat rate on a month-to-month basis, and the new in business rate is by far the lowest rate that we offer to the public. And as long as you choose to use the service, that reduced pricing does stay with you as long as you stay with us. And it's pretty significant. You save a little over 50%, so you save $200 a month. It brings the rate down from what would have normally been $399 a month to a fixed flat rate of just $199. And that's the exact amount, no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do. And, of course, the calls come directly to you, so there are no lead fees. In fact, there's no taxes, fees, surcharges, or cost per click or anything like that. Now, is there a website currently? Tara didn't attach one here.
Yeah, I do have a website. It's compasscraftsman.net.
Okay, perfect. So obviously the goal of a website is to have people call you, but a website's only as powerful as the number of eyes that will see it. And since most consumers rarely, if ever, go past the first page when they're doing a keyword search, most websites are not seen by their intended audience. But our job would be to link to your website all the content that Google looks for when someone does a keyword search. So it's almost 70 different directories and destinations known to the public and unknown. Yelp, Facebook, Superpages, Manta, etc. All of that kind of reassures Google that if someone were to call you, you could in fact provide those services. So, and it's really the things that no one else has, you know, Opendi, Pointcom, Stolio, TellNow, stuff no one's ever heard of. Of course, we don't create that content for your customers, but we create it for Google. And when you've got content that kind of your competitors don't have, that does have you pop up ahead of them in that local pack or map section. So, I mean, Brian, it is, like I said, a month-to-month basis, but as long as you stay with us, that reduced rate stays with you. It's not an introductory rate that's later going to balloon up on you. It's really more of an assistance program just to make it affordable for younger companies. And it is, like I said, that flat rate of $199, whether you do 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month. Is that something that you might be able to budget for? I mean, obviously, you see a value to the service itself.
Yeah, it sounds great. Price is nice. Do I have to decide right now?
It is a position that we are tasked with filling. So, like I said, Tara and Lulu are calling through the area. What would your thought process be? I mean, you said the price is fair. Is it how much work you can take on, or...
Well, that is part of it. I'm a one-man band. I mean, I can get
right.
help when I need help if I need
okay.
help. But I'm one guy, and I generally have work out a couple of weeks. And with this Angie thing, I mean, I don't know if that's the best thing for me or not. I'm new with that.
Kind of hit or miss, right?
I've been working on that for a week or so.
Okay.
They just got me lined up. So
gotcha.
I just don't know. I don't know if it's going to be, if I'm going to start getting phone calls that I can't, you know, deal with.
I hear you. Well, I mean, you know, the best part about it, I mean, what you're going to like most about it is entirely month to month. So you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. But more importantly, you can pause the service too. So if you get more work that you can take on, you can actually put it on hold. We don't take anything down. We wouldn't actively continue to update and optimize things, but as long as it's not on hold for more than a month or so, it's really not going to impact your placement all that much. And you could even still get phone calls and schedule things out. It's kind of like when you're riding a bicycle and you get to a downhill, you can stop pedaling for a while, you'll keep going, maybe pick up speed for a bit, but without us continuing to update and optimize things, you would slowly fall off the first page. And I mean, you know, I don't want to mislead you. It's not designed to inundate you with more work than you can handle. And it's certainly not, you know, designed for starving companies either. But it is going to get you a steady stream of phone calls. And that way you can kind of pick and choose the jobs that are going to be most profitable for you. I mean, you did say that you can get help if you needed it. And I know that you're pretty new to Angie's. You know, I heard a lot from various business owners. I mean, I've been in the industry for more than 10 years. That predates it being called Angie's. It was called Home Advisor. Now it is, I mean, it is Home Advisor powered by Angie. Even on your profile, it's on homeadvisor.com.
Right.
But even before it was Home Advisor, it was called Service Magic. And it's the same company, so I've talked to business owners over the years that use that service, and the overwhelming majority, in fact, I know you said you're seeing some success, but it's early. In fact, I've heard a lot of business owners say that it was pretty good in the beginning, but didn't end up being so good later on. A lot of business owners don't like the fact that they're paying for the same lead that their competitors are paying for. In fact, I mean, you might call that lead and nobody answers because they already talked to somebody else. You're still expected to pay for that lead or try and get a credit for it. So, I mean, it is going to be hit or miss. I mean, that's just kind of the nature of it when you get the same lead that five or six of your competitors get. But as long as you're getting some work out of it, you know, it might be something you would want to do. But what I would tell you is what my clients tell me, at least the ones that have any type of lead-based service, either the Angie's that you've got or like Thumbtack, Networks, Crackjack, they all work about the same. You know, what varies is how much the lead costs and, you know, how many of your competitors get the lead too, but it all works about the same way with the shared lead system. And I think most business owners and certainly my clients prefer to get calls directly to them. I don't think anybody wants to chase down a lead or be in a bidding war. So once we get your phone ringing, get that website that you already have in front of more eyes, I mean, you will get those phone calls. You'll probably end up doing what a lot of my clients do, which is to, you know, keep their leads paused more often or maybe cap their leads at a lower amount. Some of my clients actually do end up shutting their lead-based service off altogether. Google's the world's largest electronic word-of-mouth system on the face of the planet, and just looking at your website, I mean, it looks like not just handyman, but even like kitchen and bathroom, outdoor, like decks and pergolas, so, I mean, even some bigger jobs and things like that. You're not a hair salon or a doggy walker. You don't need 15 jobs just to break even. I think, for the most part, one job would offset that $199 and be worth keeping that service. But, you know, like I said, if you get you can pause the service.
Well, yeah, Paul, I think I think you're right about that. And and I've also heard some of those same things about Angie. Once I signed up, you know, it was kind of like, oh, let me check this out. And I did hear some negative things about it. So you're right, $200 a month. For a month-to-month thing, and I can stop anytime, I mean, or pause, like you say, or get out of it if I wanted to, it didn't work out for me, then that is a pretty good deal.
Yeah, I mean, so, it is Google and Bing. I mean, it's the largest word of mouth system on the face of the planet. I mean, it is a young company. So for you, that's a powerful thing, you know, because people don't need to know your business name. In fact, they're going on Google because they don't know who to call, but they will be doing a keyword search for some of the services that you are providing there, and to have your website pop up and get calls. I mean, the thing of it is not everyone's going to call you. I mean, let's be honest. You're not going to be the only company that pops up when someone is looking for woodworking, let's say, or, you know, handyman near me. You won't be the only company that people see, and not everyone who sees you there will decide to call you, but that means you're not getting a bunch of random phone calls. You're not getting calls from people who don't really know what they're looking for. They're looking for the cheapest guy, or they're looking for estimates. You'll get calls from people who will have made an educated decision, a conscious choice after seeing your website and learning about your company. They're calling you because pretty much they hope you're available to do the job, and they want to talk to you about your services and hire you, you know, if everything works out. So it is a very high conversion rate with the calls that you get. And, you know, obviously for your services, you know, an extra job here or there makes it worth doing, right? And if it saves you time, money, headache, hassle, frustration, I've heard business owners say that, you know, if you get or try to get a couple of credits because, you know, they didn't answer the phone or they said they don't need the service anymore, after a couple of times they say, well, you've already gotten, you know, X amounts of credits so far, and now you're just going to have to keep paying for those leads, which is kind of adding insult to injury when, you know, sometimes people don't even answer the phone and you're still expected to pay for that lead. How much are your leads costing? I mean, I bet they've only got you down really as handyman. Oh, well, it actually does say that you offer kitchen and bathroom remodel as well. So have you had it long enough to get, like, leads for big jobs and small jobs?
I'm not even sure. I have responded to a couple of leads.
Okay.
I'm not even sure what I'm paying for yet. I mean, I know I pay per lead, but I'm not sure if it's,
right.
I don't even know if it's the ones I'm responding to or not responding to, or there haven't been that many yet, and it's hard to say. I gotta kind of look
into it. From what I understand, and I mean, like I said, I've been doing it for a long time, and unless they've changed things, I mean, what I hear most frequently is that if you even open up the details, if you want to know more about that lead, then kind of you break it, you bought it, you break the seal, so you are now responsible for that lead. I had one guy, he was in Atlanta, and he was doing junk removal. So he was only wanting the bigger jobs, right? So he was opening up every single lead. Oh, they just want a refrigerator. Never mind. He was just skipping past the smaller jobs. And I'm like, hang on. Do you know how much you're paying? Because my understanding is that you're paying for every lead. And he says, no, they told me I'm only paying for the ones that I take. I says, I don't think that's the case because I've heard otherwise. He puts me on hold, and it was like for a long time. He put me on hold for like 5 minutes. And then he comes back. He says, they took $1,100 out of my account over the weekend. And he obviously wasn't expecting that, right? He wasn't even calling anybody. He was just trying to find a good lead. They will charge you more, though, for a bigger job. I mean, that's typically what people say.
Yeah, you know, they do. They go up.
Okay, right. So something like that might be hard to budget for. And for a young, small company, especially, you know, where the budget is a concern for you, you know, it is something you need to be careful of. Because it depends on how many leads you get. It depends on how much each lead costs. And it's not like a credit card where they bill you and give you a couple of weeks to pay for it. My understanding is they just take it out of your account. And like this guy said, you know, it happened without him even knowing about it or how much it was. I've heard people say, you know, they couldn't pay their bills that much because they owed Home Advisor so much money. So, you know, I'd like to do everything that I can do to make it affordable for you. I've just heard so many horror stories. Every time I hear someone say, yeah, I love it, it's working great, I'm like, hey, fantastic. I'm glad to hear that it works for some people. But even if you love it, even my clients that love their lead service and have, like, experience with it, they're still more than happy to let their phone ring and not spend so much time, you know, trying to chase down leads, less time working to get work and more time actually doing the work and getting paid to do the work. I'm not saying you have to stop using Angie's. There's no conflict with the lead service and being listed on Google. But when you get your phone ringing, you'll probably be happy to keep those leads paused more often.
Right. Okay, well, I'm going to say, yeah, let's go ahead and give it a try, Paul.
Okay. Now, Angie's has got you listed as Compass Craftsman, Inc., and on the website, the Inc. is not listed there. So I guess my question for you, and it is a personal preference, did you want the Inc. to be included in the branding of the business name across the board or left off?
Leaving it off.
Yeah. I was going to say, because I mean, with the website and it just being Compass Craftsman, and for me, if anyone ever asks me, I always say leave off the Inc. codes and LLCs, but that's just a personal preference. The one thing that's important is consistency across the board. So your website has Compass Craftsman, we'll list it as such. And then, the phone number that we're speaking on, this is then not only a good number for your customers to call, it's also a good number for us to use to reach you regarding your account?
Yeah.
Is it a smartphone? Can you receive a text message on that number?
Yeah, it's actually a Google number.
Oh, it is? Okay, I gotcha. The Angie's also has a physical address, but correct me if I'm wrong, you're service-based, right? You go out to the customer, no one ever comes to you, there's not like a physical address, brick-and-mortar showroom. So the 7422 Maureen Lane, that's your residence then, right?
That's correct.
Okay. So Google knows that most service-based businesses are run out of the truck, run from the home. Even if you had like a shop where you kept your equipment or an office where you did your paperwork, if customers don't come to you, Google doesn't want to list a physical street address because they wouldn't want anyone
to knock
on your door. Yeah, I mean, you're out in the field most days anyway, which is that's actually why Google doesn't want to list home addresses, because you know you're usually out in the field. What I was looking for on the contact page, there's a lead form, an email form, but there's not like a physical email address. Now, this wouldn't be anything that we would have to list online, but it is something that we would want to have on file, because for longer pieces of information and something we want you to have for your records from time to time, we'll email things. Brian, what is a good email address, either for you or for your company?
My personal email is Brian P. Park 920@gmail.com.
And did you say T like Tom or P like Paul?
P like Paul. It is Paul, as a matter of fact. Brian Paul Park. Brian P. Park.
Okay. And then, were there any numbers or letters before the Gmail?
Not Brian P. Park 920. Okay. @gmail.com.
Thank you. Gotcha. So, yeah, definitely more of a personal email. No one would need to see it. But we do use phone, text, and email to reach our clients. Usually emails are for longer pieces of information and something we want you to have for your records. Did you have a preference, though, as to how we contact you? Any of those? All of those?
Text and email are probably better.
Okay.
Phone, sometimes I get a lot of phone calls now from telemarketers and insurance people and all kinds of stuff that I'm trying to dodge.
Text and email. Preferred.
Hey, Paul, can I get you to hang on just for 1 minute? I got to get out of my truck for a second.
Yeah, sure. No problem.
I'll be right back. One second. Mm-hmm. Okay.
All righty. I guess I was wanting to ask you real quick here. Are you like Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday? When did you want to be found online?
I would say Monday through Friday. Saturdays are, optional for me. So.
Okay.
Is that like,
I need to work, I will, but, you know.
7 to 7, 8 to 5?
Eight to five is a good, time. Yeah.
Okay. 8 to 5 Monday.
Seven.
Yeah. Too early.
Monday through Friday.
Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. are you taking like cash, check, credit card, anything like Venmo, PayPal, cash?
Cash and check and cash Venmo. Check. I'm not doing credit cards.
Okay. All right. If that ever changes, let us know. If you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. One, I'll be taking a look at what we call our client interview calendar. That's to schedule the follow-up call with our technician. That's kind of where we dot the I's and cross the T's and get all the information that we need to promote your business, mission statement, motto, tagline, slogan, if you've got one, what's unique about your business, kind of verify information off of your website and information that I have here. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call. The other thing that I'm required to do, because we are a Google partner, is to read what's called a voice verification. It does actually get recorded through the computer and attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. So you know that it is a month-to-month service, and we have reduced the rate to that exact amount of $199. The voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. I'm actually required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we'll move forward from there. Is that fair?
Okay. Yep, sure, go.
All right, Mr. Park, give me just a second here to get that set up. Okay. So it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you want it to appear online?
Compass Craftsman.
Perfect. And that is exactly how I have that. And then, Brian, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Brian Park, president and owner.
Okay. And then, Mr. Park, as the president and owner of Compass Craftsman, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
That's correct.
Of course, you make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information, Brian, that you will be using for our services, Mr. Park, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. Then it does say to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign, since it is our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services are in fact able to contact you. For that reason, we do specifically request that you do in fact agree to be receptive and responsive to text messages, emails, phone calls coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Brian, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. And then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Like I said, we are already aware of the Angies, and there is no conflict there. The reason that we ask, though, is all the content we'll be creating for your business. We certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we'll always make sure that all of your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So I'm not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Brian, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that information is accurate. Mr. Park, that's fair enough, right?
Yes.
Perfect.
Yes.
We'll do what's called a NAPW audit, stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business online. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too, but if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know. Now, with all of the
reductions in the cost that I was able to apply with it being that flat rate and, of course, a month-to-month service, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including a setup fee, which I'm actually going to waive the setup fee, will be charged today's date, the 31st of July, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $199.00. Brian, that $199 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate. So it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It's an exact amount. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, as well as voice-activated searches like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. Now, when the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the last day of the month, be it the 30th or the 31st, depending on the month, and the exact same amount of $199, and, of course, that rate will never go up on you. As I mentioned, it is a month-to-month service, which, of course, means that at any time, for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved, you can discontinue the agreement altogether, and, of course, you can pause the service. Whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or if it was necessary, you could pause the service seasonally by simply contacting our client support team. Mr. Park, all that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Brian, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Park, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes,
I agree. Brian, that actually does conclude the voice verification. And then that first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What does work best for you, sir?
It's a Visa.
Okay. On that particular card, Brian, is it your name, the business name, or both?
Both. Brian Park.
Okay.
Compass Craftsman, Inc.
Gotcha. So no middle initial of P on that particular card, just first and last.
No. And that's correct.
Okay. And then you said it was a Visa card, Brian. That should start with the 4. All Visa cards do. Mr. Park, I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
Okay, 4733-4220.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
7416.
Okay.
3116.
All right, and then the expiration month and year?
0526.
And then the last 3 digits on the back of the card?
233.
Okay, so I've got 233 on the back. You said May or 05 of 2026 for the expiration date. And then the
correct
card itself, Brian, was at 4733, 4220, 7416, 3116.
Yes, that's correct.
And then does that bill at the home address, the 7422 Maureen Lane, 94928?
Yes.
Okay. So in about a minute, you'll receive through our automated system a confirmation email that does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. But if you've got a pen handy, Brian, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
If it's not too much, I'm driving, but I can still access that.
Yeah, I often text stuff in to my notes. But you'll also receive it by email. The toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, it's 877-635-6225. And then it is simply option 1 or extension 1 to reach a client support agent. And Brian, you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific. And, of course, you can email the support team 24/7. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. You'll receive all that information by way of email. If you email the support team, they'll follow up with you within the following business day, and of course you can email 24/7. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions, everything we just went over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. Now, you'll also receive that link by direct text message, and when you receive the text or the email, please let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. Get you off the phone real quick here, but I did want to schedule your follow-up call with your client interview technician. Again, you don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call. Looks like the first available would be 10 o'clock. There's 11, and then in the afternoon, we're a little booked up in the afternoon, but there's a 1 o'clock. So you've got 10, 11, or 1 o'clock would be your choices for that. We schedule by the hour, but it takes about half an hour. So the call gets you a few minutes after the top of the hour. Get you off the phone about a half an hour after that.
That has to be today?
It doesn't have to be today. We try to get our client interviews done as quickly as we can, but still respect your time. Tomorrow is much more available. In fact, we could do anywhere between 7 and 3 o'clock with just the lunch hour of 12 o'clock being the one exception.
Can we do it tomorrow, like maybe 2 o'clock?
2? Yeah, tomorrow at 2 will be perfect. It'll be scheduled from 2 until 3. Like I said, the call will get to you just a few minutes after the top of the hour. If I am between phone calls when our technician is ready, I'll be on that call too in the beginning just to kind of introduce you to your client interview technician and answer any questions that you might have. I don't get a lot of advance notice. I don't know if it's 205 or 210 when they call, and I might be on a call already. But if I am on a call, they'll call you on their own. They'll have your file, and they'll take good care of you. Just in case I'm not on that call, or I guess even if I am on the call, I still want to set up a little bit of extra security for you, just a question and answer. Anyone who calls us and tells us that they're with Compass Craftsman, we would expect it to be you, and we would still, though, ask you for the answer. More importantly, Mr. Park, anyone who calls you, tells you they're with Google or with Local Splash, first of all, they will need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question. Your options for your security question here are your first pet's name or the city you were born in.
City I was born in.
Okay. What is the answer?
And it is Novato, N-O-V-A-T-O, California.
Okay. Could type it in twice. I bet you're all set there. And then did you happen to receive either the text message or the automated email that our system should have sent out to you by now? Yeah, looks like you just received the one. You should get the welcome email, too, but I'm actually glad you did not get that one yet, because the one that we need you to see is just the Local Splash initial invoice. It should have triggered a text message as well, but if you're able to open that up, it says something like, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. Please click here to accept the subscription terms, and if you click on the blue click here, it's hyperlinked to the Local Splash Terms of Experience, talking about the services we'll be providing for you, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization on the left-hand side. Are you able to see that?
I didn't see an email. I'm trying to see where. There we go. I did get a text.
Mm-hmm.
Please click here to accept
gotcha.
The subscription terms. I have to do that right now?
Yeah, if you click on the click here.
I do that right?
Yeah, if you can. I just wanted to walk you through a couple of things. It is pretty self-explanatory and straightforward here, but we are going to optimize your listing on Google. It's pretty much everyone's main focus, so it's our main focus too. But it's about 1 out of 10 people that will choose Bing over Google. So we do mirror your content on Bing. We want you to get those opportunities and those phone calls. The directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. Like I said, it's almost 70 directories unless you opt out of them. But I don't want to walk you through everything. If you scroll all the way down at the bottom, there's a long line that goes all the way across. Above it, there's a small box that says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. We do want you to click on that box. And the longer box below it, that's where you would either type in your first and last name or copy and paste. If you type it in, it is case sensitive. If you copy and paste, just be careful to not copy a space before it or after. But once you've got Ryan Park in that box, click the confirm signature box below it. It actually does a few things. It, of course, lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we waived your setup fee, reduced the cost of your service, etc. It will also allow us to release the Google PIN card to verify that you are an active business in the local area, as well as to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure anything that's already out there is accurate and to fix it if it is not. So it is a pretty important step in the process. You'll know that you are successful in doing that when it asks you for a username and a password. Brian, just let me know when you see that next screen.
I'm there.
Okay.
Yeah,
you can actually stop. You can actually stop right there. You're seeing that it's requesting you to log in. The system thinks you're trying to access your tracking system. It also thinks your tracking system is already active, neither of which is really true at this point. We do have to do your client interview first for us to create the content to track. But in the next day or so after your client interview, we'll send by text and email your username and a default password that you can use to access your tracking system. You can change the password if you like. Some people never do, and that's fine too. I can give you the username because that has already been created and it cannot be changed. Luckily, it's easy enough to remember. It's the phone number that we're speaking on. Area codes included, but just the numbers, no dashes or spaces or parentheses, anything like that. So it's 707-596-8585. And any correspondence to the support at localsplash.com, please do include the phone number or the username. They're basically the same thing. You can send anything and everything to that email, and we'll just forward it out to the right department. I did want to also, it looks like the system already did send out action needed, pictures needed for Google verification, just to help us expedite the process. You don't have to send everything on there, but anything you can send will help us. Any pictures of tools or equipment, your work vehicle, are you licensed and insured for the business?
Yes.
You are. Okay. So if you can include those photos, if you've got a business card or anything like that, it just helps us to kind of jump through the hoops that Google's putting out there. They just want to make sure that the businesses that are listed on the first page are actual legitimate businesses. So that process is getting a little bit more comprehensive, I'll say. There's a link
photos
on that.
You want a photo of want a photo of my truck and my tools?
I don't. Personally, I don't want it, but Google does. Yeah, Google
wants I know.
Yeah, Google does want to make sure that that you're not just some guy. I don't know. They're just trying to protect the end users out there. They want to make sure that the businesses that are on the first page are legitimate businesses. So anything that you have will help us just to reassure Google that you should be the guy that they put on the first page, and that they should feel comfortable with that, and that the people who see you there. We'll be working with a quality craftsman. But like I said, there's a link on that email, so you can use that link to send us those photos. Other than that, you're all set and squared away here on my end. Like I said, if I am available in that 2 o'clock hour tomorrow, I'm going to send you a calendar invite. The calendar invite really is more for your records. You don't have to respond to it, but it's going to say Local Splash CIENG. That just stands for client interview to be conducted in English. And then it does have your username and, again, your name and your phone number. But I did send that out to you. Like I said, if I am available when they're ready to make that call, I'll be on that call as well. And I do hope that I am. But if not, I wanted to take this moment to say welcome aboard. You know, we're pretty excited to get this going, get that good-looking website where more people can find it. Of course, we're looking forward to getting your phone ringing and earning your business one month at a time.
Right. So I went back to the username, password. You gave me the username. What do I do for the password? I can make my own, but is there one already?
No, you cannot make your own. Once your tracking system is already active, we will send by text message and email a default password. Once you log into your account, then you can change your password. But I think right now if you tried to do it, it would just give you an error message that your tracking system is not activated yet. Like I said, that's just the automated system, and it's coming from the same dashboard portal that you'll be using once your tracking system is active. But once we do the client interview just wait for it. We'll text it and email it out to you, but you do already have the username.
Okay.
Alrighty. Real pleasure speaking with you. I appreciate your time, especially as you're out there on the road doing your thing. But real pleasure speaking with you, and I hope I'm available tomorrow when our technician's ready to call you.
Thanks, Paul. Sounds good. Appreciate it.
Alrighty, Brian. I appreciate you as well. You enjoy the rest of the day, sir.
Alright. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Mr. Park. Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay.